Welcome. This will be a 10-minute body scan meditation. You can do this either sitting, lying down, or standing up, whatever posture allows you to be most wakeful and engaged in the process. This meditation will involve deepening our awareness of the body by directing our attention to different sensations in the body from the feet all the way up to the head. And if at any point in time something feels too overwhelming, or you get to a certain part of the body and there's intense energy or intense emotion, this can be normal, and it's not something you need to grit your teeth through. If you feel comfortable being with it, you can. But if you'd like to open your eyes and reground, you're welcome to do that as well. So let's start by just bringing our attention to the breath. You're welcome to close your eyes if that feels comfortable. And all we're doing right now is just feeling the body breathing you. Feeling the sensations of the belly expanding and the belly deflating. You don't need to get rid of thoughts or clear the mind. If the mind wanders off and gets caught in thinking, you just simply notice, all right, the mind is thinking. Watch the thoughts like clouds passing through the sky, and reground your attention back at the breath. The thinking is a natural part of the meditation. But instead of indulging in the thoughts, we have the opportunity to redirect our attention to what is here that we're looking to pay attention to. And we'll use this principle as we move throughout the body scan. So let's take our awareness and slide it down the body into the feet. We're just going to tune in and see, can we feel the feet? What is it like to feel the sensations in the feet without bringing our hands to them, without touching them, but using our mind's attention and awareness to actually feel the feet? Maybe noticing the space between the toes, or using your mind's awareness to outline the outer edges of the feet. We're simply getting a sense of what is it like to feel into the body, to experience the boundaries of the body, and to experience the different sensations the body can offer us. And if you find that there are no sensations in the feet or other parts of the body, that's totally normal. Just notice what it's like to have the experience of non-sensation. And we'll slide the awareness up to the calves and the shins, seeing if we can sense this area of the body. And up through the knees, part of the body that allows us to bend and squat, and kick, and kneel. So have fun navigating the knee with your attention. See if you can bring your awareness inside the knee, the outer edges of the knee, where it flexes. And then sliding up to the thighs, where we have the quadriceps and the hamstrings. And sometimes this practice can feel weird or boring, or like we're not getting anything out of it. So just trust the process. And right now, just trust that this training to be more attuned to the body is giving us more of an understanding of what it means to be human and the many experiences of being human, and where maybe we hold tension, tightness, stiffness, or even emotion in the body. And we'll come up to the pelvic region. So So use your awareness to navigate around this region, the buttocks, the groin area, the hip bones. And a core piece of this awareness is non-judgment. So we're observing through the lens of non-judgmental awareness, or we might even say compassionate non-judgmental awareness. If there's intense sensation, emotion, or even a vulnerability, we're just noticing, oh, look at this experience that's arising. We don't have to get rid of it. We don't have to fight it. We don't have to beat ourselves up for not experiencing sensation or experiencing too much. We just notice, all right, this is what's here now. So we're developing a mind that is balanced and grounded amidst whatever experience comes up. We'll slide the awareness up through the back, feeling the larger muscles in the back, maybe noticing any tension you might be holding on, especially as we move into the shoulders, an area that we do tend to grip. The shoulders can come up to the ears. So see if you can invite the shoulders just to soften. You can even feel as though you're breathing into the shoulders, or as the breath comes into the body, it's expanding up into the shoulders. And on an exhale, the shoulders soften. Sliding that awareness down through the arms, feeling the biceps, the triceps, the forearms, and tingly sensations maybe in the hands, the fingertips. And we'll gently carry our awareness over to the belly now, where we started, just feeling the belly breathing. The sensations of the breath. So we're not thinking about the body, but we're feeling into the body. And coming up to the chest, seeing if you can feel your heart beating. As it's nestled into the rib cage, protected, working for you. Remembering that. As long as you're breathing and as long as the heart is beating, there is still much more right with you than wrong with you, and still much more good than bad. So let's take that as we move up into the neck, feeling the sensations in the throat. Just grounding our awareness here. And in the back of the neck, and now sliding up to the face. Maybe feeling as though just all the muscles in the face just have the opportunity to disengage and to melt. You don't need to put on a mask here. Invite the jaw to soften, the eyes. Maybe feel the sensations of the air brushing against the upper lip. Feeling the eyelids blanketing the eyeballs. And then slowly coming up to the top of the head. And if there's hair there, maybe feeling where the hair meets the scalp. And if there's not hair, then noticing where the air meets the scalp. And lastly, we'll let go of focusing on any particular part of the body and just feel the entire body resting here. Maybe just feeling the outlines, the outer edges of the body. The body grounded here in space. Taking a nice deep breath in, feeling as though you're breathing oxygen into all corners of the body. And letting it out. Great job. So the body scan can bring up different things for different people. You might have noticed after doing this, you don't really feel much, and that's normal. So continue working with it, and often the sensations will start to come to the surface. And sometimes we feel like it was too intense. There was too much emotion, too much sensation, and that's normal too. And we get to slowly acclimate ourselves to that, finding a grounding within what might feel like a lot of chaos. When the mind is disconnected from the body, we're operating purely from the conceptual lens. And this decreases our capacity to self-regulate, to manage emotions, to respond to things like anger versus reacting to anger. Being in touch with the body just allows us to move through life in a much more grounded, stable way. So continue working with this practice. And if you need to go for a walk after this or just regroup, you're absolutely welcome to. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.